Hello, everybody.
What's going on?
Welcome to the broadcast, y'all. It's Tay and Tanya. We've been married for 12 years. We have 3 children. And our focus is on faith, family, and financial freedom. And we own 2 businesses. They bring in passive income. And then we have our other passion projects on the side, which bring in some income as well.
Yes.
So the topic of today's discussion is, where do we go from here? I got questions.
I think it's a great topic because of what's going on right now. We know we got COVID-19 and all this stuff going on, and a lot of governors are starting to open up their states and different things like that. So we need to try to get a little bit of clarity of how do we approach this thing going forward. And me and Tanya have been, you know, we've been quarantined, we've been active too. And, you know, the Lord has been speaking to us about some things, and, you know, with what we do, but again, faith, family, finances, we felt like it's a good opportunity to come talk to you guys and see what we can do to help, and see if there's any way we can bless you guys as we continue our journey as well.
Right. So we got an acronym that we've been using, and it's called CLEAR.
Yes.
CLEAR. So you want to touch a little bit on that. So the first C, it starts with clarity, right? So basically getting clear about our vision and where we're headed. And because I'm married, I just got to throw in this information real quick. So ladies, it can't be like, okay, babe, where are we going? What you going to do?
Right.
Because what we doing right now ain't working. So what you going to do? No, it's a us. And it's a partnership involved in this thing.
Right.
But yeah, so clarity, I feel like it's extremely important to get a clear vision of where we're headed and where we're going. And in order to do that, we both got to be on the same page. Because you can't be going left and I'm going right. You want to go up and I want to go down here and move this way. It's got to be unity in this thing to move forward throughout this pandemic.
Right.
And this new norm that we got going on. I can't want to wear a mask, but you don't want to wear a mask when we go out.
Right.
You know, we got to be on the same page.
It's probably why, you know, they say the divorce rate, they're anticipating like record numbers
increase
when it comes to the divorce rate, because folks have finally had to sit in the same room together. You know, the jobs are no longer just...
That's true.
Pacifiers, where you do your thing, I do my thing, we come together when we can. No, now everybody's got to be in the same room and actually face the facts of how we're going to approach certain things together. And, you know, as a result, unfortunately, I think because of a lack of, cohesion and going the same direction, you got nothing but friction.
Right.
But there's a scripture for, you're talking about clarity, right? There's a scripture.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to put that on the screen.
Let me see if I got
the
scripture.
Let me highlight that one. All right.
Hey, Granny.
Let me go back. My bad.
Miss Pam, Granny Pam popped in. She said,
"Oh, hey Granny, how you doing, Granny?
Hey, love.
Hey,
that's a gorgeous
how you doing?
Picture." So we're just going over a scripture. Ecclesiastics, is it 7:14, babe?
Yes, it is.
I think he's going to try to get to the New King James Version of it. And it's going to break down the clarity. You may have passed it, Papa.
I probably did.
I think I've seen it. But take your time.
All right, here we go. New King James Version. Yeah. All right, here we go. In the day of prosperity, be joyful. But in the day of adversity, consider. Surely God has appointed the one as well as the other, so that man can find out nothing that will come after him. Boom.
Yeah.
Right? So, in the day of adversity, consider. So, this scripture, we've been, you know, kind of dealing with this scripture for years.
Right.
The scriptures give you clarity of what to do on a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you have a bad day, when bad things are going on, like, I don't know, a pandemic. It's an opportunity to consider.
Right.
And the thing is about, trying to see clarity. You gotta look at, you know, where you want to go. And in this moment right now, You can look at whether it's faith, family, finances, in any one of those areas, whether it's your relationship, where are you trying to get to? That's right. That's the question. Or your finances, where are you trying to get to? And once you know where you're trying to go, then you can kind of analyze and see, you know, how far you are, you know, from that. But in a day of adversity, consider. You gotta think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely have to think about it. Thank you for sharing that scripture with us. Because y'all know we God-fearing, a woman and man of God. So we got to throw that. We said
already
faith, family, and financial freedom.
Yes.
So we're going to put that out there. I see a few comments, if you don't mind me taking a pause.
What you got?
And coming in here, I see Maisha commented, this is so true.
Aisha.
People are getting to actually sit with each other, and they're going nuts. So being on one accord is essential.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Right. Amen to that.
Amen
to that. And so, for those of you who just popped in, thank you for joining us. It's me, Tay and Tanya. I'm Tanya. This Tay. So for those of you guys who don't know us, we're talking about getting clear and where do we go from here. We
right.
got questions. This is just an acronym that we thought about and came up with. The first one we discussed was clarity.
Right.
Now, can we talk about the L, the lane?
Ooh, I like the
can
L.
we just touch on that real quick?
L kind of hurts a little bit, but it's real. What's the L stand for?
Yes. Tanya? It stands for lane. It stands for lane. Where are you at today, right now, this moment? Where are you currently at? And
good morning. Good morning.
Now, I got to touch on this real quick. Good morning, Lakeisha. I got to touch on this real quick because in my future book that I'm writing, praise God. My future book. This is so important because this is one of the titles or one of the parts of the book that I want to focus on. Let me make sure I get it right. I say your bank account and your credit score tell a story, and that story is called truth.
Right.
So when it comes to learning where you're at in your lane currently, sometimes we have to look back and see what we have already done to cause us to be in this place. So let me just use myself as an example. So when the pandemic and everything hit, I had to go back to our account and look and see, okay, what extra subscriptions we got right now that we ain't using?
Right.
Because they got to go.
Right.
So they just not going to be taking extra money out for stuff we ain't using. Okay,
right.
So that has to go, right? My membership to the gym, I ain't there right now. That got to go.
Right.
We going to work out from the crib. But not only that, but the bad decisions that I've made was staring me in the face. I like TGI Fridays. I like Red Robin.
Yeah.
I like that Jack Daniel's sauce. That's the only reason I go to TGI Fridays.
Yeah,
it's for the sauce. But I had to reflect on that money was being spent on just things that weren't necessary, right? That was the lane. That was a part of the reality of the lane I was in.
Yeah.
So I had to look at the bank accounts, right? And then I talk about the credit, but that's a whole nother broadcast. But the lane, where are you at? Where are you at? And I just come, I know I came for some of y'all edges. I didn't mean to, but that's just a part of the truth. So you want to touch on the lane, babe?
Yeah, man, listen. So the lanes, you know, broken down is what lane are you driving in?
Mm-hmm.
It's the truth, right? So if you driving in the slow, look at, hey, Ma. Okay, look. If you driving in the slow lane,
amen.
You can't be pretending like you driving in the fast lane.
Ooh, that'll preach right there, sir.
Right? Or let's swap those things. You got a bucket. You driving in the fast lane. You can't keep up, though. You got people honking at you, people screaming at you, cussing you out. You being stubborn. You know you ain't got no business being in the fast lane. So it's okay to accept.
Come
if
on.
You're currently driving a bucket.
Come accept.
Metaphorically, obviously.
Right.
If your relationship is currently a bucket, you will never be able to hang with the fast lane if you don't accept that first. If your finances is currently, you see
struggling.
What I'm saying?
on the struggle bus.
But you got to accept it. Once you've accepted it, now we can make some progress. Now we can make some change. So our process, we do this all the time. Mm-hmm. We look and say, okay, what lane am I in? Where am I at? Where am I driving? What can I do better? How can I get better? And then we make those adjustments. But you're not gonna get there if you keep on
in denial,
pretending,
right?
Prophylying. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's the truth though. That, I mean, come on now. You know it's the truth. When people be like, "Oh, everything is perfect for me. Everything is going great." No, it's not.
Yes. Right.
You know it's not. But you
let's deal with
get
the reality
until you accept it. Because with the acceptance comes a revelation of what to do now.
That's right.
Right. So if you keep pretending like you're someone you're not, you'll never be able to move forward.
Yes. Amen. As someone just commented, take a thoughtful pause, Kevin Odom. We really have to appreciate
what's up, bro?
We have.
We're my
amen. Appreciate what you have. Amen. Isha said, thank you for reminding me to cancel the subscription. Save money. Yes. She said, profit lying. Yes. We got to be honest. We have to be honest. Absolutely be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one, E. The next acronym.
Can you put that acronym back up? If you got it.
Let me find it. Let's get clear.
Yeah. There you go.
Let's get clear. Okay. So we talked about C is clarity. L is your lane, understanding where you are. And then the E stands for education. We got to get educated, right? Yeah. It's not just enough to know where I'm at.
Right.
What are we doing about it to learn something different? And sometimes that requires getting around different people.
Yeah.
Getting in different circles, changing our mindset around investment and money. Because in order to get in certain rooms, I had to invest to get a seat in there.
Right.
It wasn't free entry.
Right.
I had to pay to get at the table. So I can get the knowledge and get the conversations and to get the networking opportunities that we had at that particular table. Also with education, you got to study the struggle, right? So when it comes to your finances, time management right now, and just because I have people come to me in particular and ask, hey, Tanya, how do you manage those businesses and your marriage and the kids and you homeschooling? And you got to manage the household and all of those things. How do you do it? Well, I studied the struggle. It wasn't always easy to know how to manage and balance it all. And I don't really believe in balance necessarily. I believe in flow.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have some things that go up and then some things that go down, and you're going to have to just continue to flow through it.
Right.
So if you see your marriage is lagging in one and the business is just booming and you focusing on the business, you got to switch. I see my marriage going down. Let me lift that up. Yeah. Right. And let me spend some more time with my husband. Let me spend some more time with my kids and just to continue to flowing throughout the changes of life. Right. But educate. I got some books. Knowledge.
You studied
because
your
I needed
enemy.
To know exactly. I needed to know how to manage my marriage and money and family and all of that and faith as well, right? So I needed to know how to do that. So the books, one of the books I got was The Art of Doing Less. So I needed to figure out how to get how to do more things, and not necessarily spending all my time on those things, but learning how to get more done in a short amount of time. So study the enemy, like you said.
Yeah.
Do you want to touch on the education part of the
game? Oh, absolutely, man. Listen, there's this thing. I got this saying I like to say when it comes to like investments, right? Don't appreciate things that don't appreciate, period. You get what I'm saying? Like you're trying to, the whole concept is things that are going to bless me and that are going to get better and better and better and better. Those are the things I want to put my time into. Those are the things I want to put my faith in my family. All those different things. Those are the things I'm going to put me into. So when it comes to educate, right? One of the things I had to do, I had to accept where I was at on a certain level. and I started just diving into audiobooks.
Yeah.
I went from one subject to the next, to the next subject, to the next, to the next, to the next, and I just kept educating myself to grow in areas that I want, directions that I want to go into.
Exactly.
Whether it was had to do with my relationship, whether it had to do with my relationship with my kids, whether it had to deal with the different business ventures that we got going on. Mm-hmm. Constantly pursuing more and more and more information. And I love my music. You know, I love Bizzle and I love The Truth and I love different artists and different things like that. But even more so, I love growing.
Mm-hmm.
So again, all this being in sequence, like if I get clarity about where I want to go and then knowing where I'm at, then I know exactly what to study.
Right.
I know where to grow. Right. I know where what to attack. And when you have that mindset, you're not afraid of some of the things that you lack, right? Because you want to reveal those things. You want to know what those things are so that you can attack them. Like I said, attacking your enemy. You know what I mean? So
Yeah, so
education is important.
A scripture reference right here. Is this a new scripture that you had?
That's
at the bottom, or is that the other one?
That's when we get to acting, yeah.
All right, so let's talk about it. Once you study the enemy, once you get the information, sometimes that, like you said, requires a book and educating. Sometimes it requires getting a coach if you need somebody to hold your hand through a process.
Right, it's not always a diploma. Diploma, don't get me wrong. If the diploma you get is in the direction you're going, then get after it. Go get it. But it's not always something formal that's going to give you a piece of paper.
That's good.
You know what I mean? It's just attacking whatever you got. When you read a book or an ebook or the things Ty's saying, you hire a coach, you get a seat at the table that you would not have had.
Mm. Right. Right. That's good, Tavon. That's good. Do you want to touch on the acting? So A is the act, you know, part of the acronym. We talk about putting things into action, right? So when it comes to educating and getting the information and knowledge, you don't want to get stuck in information overload.
Right.
Right. And let me just touch on something with the education that I just brought back to my heart and my spirit. You have to be very particular when it comes to who you're learning from. Mm. Because sometimes us as millennials, we get caught in, let me search here, let me go Google this, and let me go YouTube this, and let me go YouTube that. And it, ultimately, sometimes it can lead to just a bunch of confusion.
Yeah,
real so tough. You have no action after it because you're confused now.
Right.
So be open to getting the basics, I would say, from a Google and a YouTube and things like that. But ultimately trying to figure out steps 1, 2, 3, and 4. Make sure you have them in line. Yeah. Then you act. You know, then you act at that point and you put into action and not, like I said, get consumed with just information. Because some of us... Let me just go here. Grab them edges.
Yeah.
Some of us have books and books of information, of notes, of prophecies that God has told us, of dreams and visions, and things just sitting down collecting dust.
Yeah.
With no action.
Yeah.
Now is the time to pick those things up.
What stops us action though, Tanya? What's some of the things that stop people from acting? Or even stop us from acting?
Fear. A lot of times, ain't nobody gonna support me. What if I get out there and then I look a fool? I look crazy, and what my family gonna think?
Yeah, people.
People gonna say or think I changed. Last time that I checked, change was a part of growth.
Right.
Oh, go ahead and embrace it.
Yeah.
Your crown precedes you, so walk in the room and carry yourself like God done gave you something.
Whoa.
Don't get me started. I'm just speaking the truth because a lot of times we get intimidated by the gift that God has on the inside of us because we worried about everybody else and what they gonna say and what they gonna do. But just be who God called you to be, right? And the right people will love the real you. But
listen, I got stuff with that. Listen, I always say I'm a square, so I never fit in a circle, right?
That's right.
So I embrace who I am. I know who I am. I know I come from that Frederick Douglass claw. You know what I'm saying? Articulating and trying to approach my do things a certain kind of way. That's me. That's who I've embraced. It's who I am. So yeah. I don't try to fit into people or circles that don't get me.
That's some good,
people,
sir.
Some people mistake that for arrogance. And they'd be like, oh, he arrogant. He arrogant.
Come on.
No. I'm not arrogant. I know who I am. You may not know who I am.
Don't make me run in here, sir.
You might be confused.
My God.
Maybe it's, you know, it could be a number of different things or whatever your ism is in the moment, or why you look at me and say, I just don't get it.
I don't get it.
I just don't understand. You don't have to understand.
Come on.
It's not my job to make you understand. It's my job to be free enough to be who God called me to be so that I can accomplish the things that God wants me to accomplish.
Right, because it's about him.
Because it's about him. It's about his purpose, his plan. And when he puts it on you, and his spirit puts it on you to move and to do something, you got to move. You got to do it.
You got to move by faith. Faith over fear.
And like I said, if you're in the wrong circle, it's going to be evident. I remember back in the day being told not to move. It was a ministry situation. And I was being told, no. You stay here. I want you to stay here because I need you for my purpose.
My God.
And sometimes people will get caught up in that. They don't want you to move forward because they see the gift that you got and the ability that you got because they got their own agenda. Come on with it, Tanya. Because they got their own agenda. And sometimes when you're in a circle, you're raised, brought up in that circle, you truly care about what people think. But that could be your very downfall.
Right.
So acting, yes, man. Listen, I got a scripture for that too.
Okay.
All right.
Is it
so,
up there? Or you gonna just say it?
No, did you
say
it?
Did you share it?
There it is.
This is the one right here?
Yeah.
All right, then we're gonna have a thoughtful pause after you go into this because I see some comments in here. I just wanna get to a few of the comments.
Oh, yeah. All right, look. New King James Version, we got Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 6. In the morning, sow your seed, and in the evening, do not withhold your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good.
Yeah. Sounds like multiple streams to me.
It sounds just like multiple streams. In the morning, sow your seed, right? Let's break that down real quick. So in the morning, you know, be active. Get after what your main thing is. Of course, in the morning, that's your main thing that you got going on. But then it says in the evening, do not withhold your hand. Stop right there. It's saying, instead of saying, okay, well, this is going to be my time to do nothing. This is the moment where you have to keep things moving forward. You've got to keep pressing forward. And it says, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good. This is multiple streams of income. This is the scriptures telling you right there, giving you direction for multiple streams of income right there. Bible, right there in the scriptures. Now, you can look at this again from a business point of view, and that's how we look at it. And that's, I believe, is the true context of it. But I also believe that you can look at that as for your relationship. I truly believe that because, I mean, if you can't just be happy with yesterday's win. What can you do better in your relationship? What is that thing that your spouse is telling you? Hey, listen, we got to work on this. You know what I'm saying? Is it from a husband's point of view? You know, are you too aggressive? You know, do you have anger problems? I know it's a lot of stress going on right now, but is it too much pressure? Can you handle that pressure a lot better? Can you figure out ways? Again, can you read books? Can you talk to some elders or big brothers or some wise counsel? Are there other things that you can do to figure out how to handle that pressure a little bit better? On the woman's side, are you nagging? Is your way of dealing with pressure nagging? Nag. What can you do better?
What you trying to say, sir?
I'm trying to say, keep pressing, keep moving forward. because you never know which one is going to be that thing. What's going on, cousin? You never know which one's going to be that thing.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to be that thing to save that marriage.
That's right.
Or what's going to be that thing to save that business. Mm-hmm. Or in a pandemic, right? Because this is what me and Tanya did. We were ready since 2008, 2009.
Mm-hmm.
We know what happened in that time frame with the housing crisis and all that stuff. Lost our jobs, got laid off, all this stuff. We said, you know what? The next one that comes, we're going to be ready.
We're going to be ready.
We're going to be ready. But we wasn't ready for a pandemic.
Pandemic was a lot different than
depression. It was a little bit different.
But you know what? In all actuality, though, we still have passive streams of income coming in.
Right. Real talk.
I feel like we weren't as strong as we want to be. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As far because it's the difference. You get what I'm saying? Because you have people with no income at all.
You got tiers to this thing.
There's tiers. You got people with no savings.
Right.
You got people who lost jobs and they're waiting on the stimulus checks right now.
Right.
Some people still ain't got them. Some people, you know, you have at level. There's levels to being,
there's surviving.
Yeah.
And then there's thriving.
That's it.
And then there's somewhere in the middle where you're doing good. We're doing good.
But then there's some where they ain't got nothing but a few weeks left and they losing the house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just wanted to be clear on that.
But you know what, that's why right now is the time for people, you got to be real about where you at. And it's okay.
Right.
And I feel like we're doing good. We could be thriving. We could be doing all kind of big stuff.
We could be out the rat race. See, Tavon got a level of, y'all got to understand who my husband is, right?
He has a level of
ambition that exceeds the norm, which is good in all actuality, right? So we explain it differently because his thinking of we are exceeding and doing great and fantastic is out the rat race. Is that true, Tavon? Our assets over exceeding our liabilities
and
all of this, right? That's the ultimate goal.
Again, there's levels to it. Your assets meet your liabilities to where you could retire today if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's retirement.
Right.
I want that top tier. I'm trying to be done. All my brothers and sisters on the water know what it's like to be on the water and know what it's like to have to sail. I'm trying to get to that level where ain't no more water. So yeah, yes, I have high standards. This is true.
Like we have more than enough right now, and I just don't want it confused.
No.
We're doing well. We have more than enough, and that's because of God. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying it to be braggadocious or anything, but I'm saying God has sustained us. He has done exceedingly abundantly above all I can ever think or imagine.
Right.
Especially in the midst of a pandemic. And so I didn't mean to cut you off, baby. I just wanted to make sure people understood what you were saying.
No, you're right. Both situations are right. I have very high standards, but that's also why we keep pressing forward. We're not just content with sewing in the morning, but we also don't withhold our hand at night. That's why we have multiple streams of income. That's why we aim for passive streams.
Streams
of income that will make money for us while I take care of my family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Where I don't have to just keep trading time for dollars, but I can actually put my passion and my love and my skills into something, and then I can benefit from that while I do what's really important in this short life,
which is
take care of my wife, take care of my kids, and love with my family. So,
amen. Can we take a thoughtful pause?
Okay, go for it.
Okay, act on what God has showed y'all to do. That's the A. Okay, so this says, yes, I'm one who does too much research and being overloaded. This is true. Because I'm being pulled by the Holy Spirit to start a business. And
come
I know I can do it. But man, I be like, I have to put action behind it. Y'all just touch on some realness overload. Thank you, Isha. Yes, absolutely put action behind it, especially if the Holy Spirit is pulling you to do something.
That's a key thing.
Can
right
I just
there.
Touch on that real quick? Because like I was saying, that many of us have had dreams and visions, and God has given us things, and we're kind of sitting and waiting. Yeah. And we get in a waiting mode. And the reason I could say is because I've experienced it, right?
Yeah.
In the process of me, before a few years ago, becoming a couponing success, you know, coach and teaching couponing and all that, I was like, well, God, but I don't know, God, but they going to come, and I don't know if the people going to support me. I don't know if the, you know, I had a lot of, what if, God, what if? But yeah. Yet still saying, God, I walk by faith, but not by sight.
Right.
So we just got to be honest with that and trust the process. Because his vision could be different from your vision.
Right.
One thing can lead to another.
Oh, let me
and
get on that.
Progression steps of where you are headed. The couponing success coach was just a ladder, a part of the step on the ladder to get me to another place, to position me to meet somebody else, to do some new things, to learn about assets and all these other things that came along with the journey to where we're headed and where we're going and so much more. So trust God with what he says to do, because he sees the future and he sees where you're headed. So I just want to say.
I mean, in even in both of our lives, we dealt with that. We dealt with the different steps, right? I came into the line of work I am as a merchant seaman, as a steel utility. And then I worked my tail off and became an OS, and then became an AB, and then I became an officer. So there were steps to it. I couldn't just come right in from the bottom and go straight officer. You know, it just wouldn't work. Tanya went from a child care to the couponing success brand to Zahn to My Perfect Curves. Made Zahn explode even further from all of that experience to legacy to you get what I'm saying. So there's been steps to this thing, and it's all cumulative. Like, you grow and you learn along the way, but the most important step is that first step, because you never know what God intends for that first step. First step was gonna be boom, it's gonna blow up. No,
right?
But it was meant to teach us both a certain level of skills that was going to be beneficial, and it's still beneficial for the businesses that we run today.
Amen. All right, so with CLEAR, we talked about, this is an acronym. Thank you guys for hopping in. The ones who are just jumping in, hey y'all. We're talking about, where do we go from here? I got questions. And CLEAR is the acronym we use. C stands for clarity. L is the lane you are in, know where you're at. T, educate yourself in the direction in which you're headed. A, act on it.
Yes.
Act on it. Okay, and the R is, what is it? R, reflection and review.
Right.
So just reviewing the process of everything you've done up until this point and going back over what worked, what didn't work, what needs to change, and what you need to keep doing, right?
It's probably the most important step.
Yeah. Absolutely, because I feel like 20% of the things you do produce about 80% of the results you have.
Real talk.
So you focusing, learning how to narrow down, these are the action steps I need to take in order to exceed these results and keep these results coming. Because, especially in business, right? Because there's certain things that I do and certain interactions that I have that aren't as profitable.
Yeah.
Right, as other things. So I could spend 20 minutes talking and scoping and scrolling on Facebook and all of that. That ain't gonna give me no kind of results.
No point.
I can spend 20 minutes listing my products or checking my inventory. And that produces way more results. So you have to go back and reflect on all those things.
Yeah.
You had to work, babe.
No, I'm just agreeing with you, man. Because the most important, it's the most important, because you get to critique the plan.
Yeah.
Right, and you find holes in the plan, and you say, okay, this is what I could do better. So let me go back and re-educate myself about this. Or some people look at certain things as failure. No, it's progress.
Progress.
We want
right.
perfection. No. You fail your way to success.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You should be looking for perfection. You should be looking for progress. So as you make mistakes, it only reveals holes in the game that can be filled.
Right, right.
And after a certain point, you get to a point to where, again, you're here, you're maintaining this level, but in order to get to this level, you got to fill these holes. You fill the hole, now you're there. And then you're there. And then you're there. And then you're there.
Right.
And you keep attacking that thing aggressively, getting better and getting better and getting better and getting better.
Yeah.
So reviewing the plan versus pretending, get back on that profit line stuff again, instead of pretending that you good, I'm straight,
yeah,
I'm there, I'm successful, I'm great. Are you? Because when we look at the results, are you? And I'm not saying that to be harsh, but I'm saying it to say the only way that you will get to where you got to get to is to embrace where you really are.
Right.
Because this is my thing about faith. Faith has to be placed in something or somebody who is able. Mm. Right? So just to say something is, that's not faith. It's not.
Mm.
I could say my shirt is green. It's not green. I don't care how much you call it green or
don't start nothing.
No, but you gotta hear this though, because once you embrace this is what it truly is, I can make a decision.
You can make a decision and change.
Is it to keep it this way or is it to change it?
That's good.
Because the results that God is allowing to take place, that's Him. Mm. That's coming straight from God. So yes, review is the most important step. Because then once you go from review, you might find yourself going back to C. Because from the very beginning, for clarity. Because as you review the plan, like for myself, again, as a merchant seaman, boom, I become an officer. I finally got it. I done put on my khakis. I'm doing it. But I realized I'm still gone. I realized that I still have to sell those that time frame away from home. So I'm like, I'm not feeling this.
Right.
I mean, the money's good and all this other stuff, but it's not quite doing what I thought I was going to do because I'm still gone. So as it provided me clarity and then I looked in the lane that I was in, I started to educate myself on where can I go next, which ended up being passive streams of income.
Right.
So when I accepted that as this is the new truth, okay, cool. Now let me go back. Let me educate myself on passive streams of income.
Amen.
And as I started to educate, I started to act on it. And then again, you keep reviewing, you keep on going with that process. So gotta tell the truth, man.
Gotta tell the truth. Yes, Miss Pratt. Hello, Miss Loretta.
Hey, Mama.
Hey, Mom. How you doing?
We got both moms on here.
We got all the moms and everybody in here.
I'm straight.
Yeah, that's funny. Thank y'all. Thank you guys for coming in and just listening to this word that, you know, this conversation that God put on our hearts today. And get clear. We can't say it enough. Get clear on the direction in which you are going and where God has you, and don't be afraid of it. Embrace it. Get in line with where He has you going and run the race in which He has given you. Your lane won't look like my lane.
Right.
And my lane won't look like your lane. Don't get distracted by looking at the other people in their lane. You will lose focus. Stay right in the path, in the course in which God has you, and run your race. And run your race. Any other words you have of encouragement, babe?
Yes. It's a process, man. We're looking for progress, not perfection. Right?
Yes,
take one step at a time. I know Isha was saying she's ready to start a business. The Spirit's been on her to dive into it. Man,
amen.
Go get it. Get after
amen.
It. And know that, you know, there's a scripture that talks about, you know, attaining to wise counsel. You know mm-hmm. that we got y'all back. We got mm-hmm. you. Get at us. We'll be able to help in whatever way we can. Other than that, yeah, no matter what's going on, let's keep staying in contact. Let's keep being social. To do what we can to you know to help each other out, because we can get through this and we will get through this. But
Amen. The
question is, how is that going to look on the other end? Is it going to be more progress? Are you going to accept the correction and the lesson that God's allowing to happen in your individual life right now,
mm-hmm.
or is this just going to be another thing that happens and then another
repeat.
10 years we'd be right
will
back
be a
here?
Repeat.
That's going to be the big question. So God bless you guys.
Bless you.
Thank you very much for tuning in. Tay and Tanya.
Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Tay and Tanya, as he so eloquently put it. And you can find us on all forms of social media right now while me and Tay is together in the house and chilling. And you guys know that we just like to come by and give a word of encouragement and edify, and build up the body of Christ, right? And so we love you guys. We love you guys. And we're going to get going. Thank you guys for all tuning in. If you come into the replay, feel free to hashtag like replay. Or if you've been here, just say hey to us and we'll come to the comments and talk to y'all for a little bit. We thank y'all for being here.
God bless
you. Talk to y'all later. God bless.